At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's trigger warnings are explicit sexual content.
And this month, we made Riley read Air Peen by Holly Wilde. And how many stars did you give it on Goodreads? Did you put it on Goodreads?
I put it on Goodreads. On Goodreads, it'll say 2, but I will say 2.5.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I liked it. It's like a funny hee-hee ha-ha, per usual.
Yeah, these are always funny hee-hee ha-has.
Yeah, it's just like a quick little fun read. If you want something fun and like
hee hee ha ha.
Yeah. If you just want something fun and easy and funny, this is it.
Love it.
I feel like Holly's books are one for the imagination always.
Yes. This one, I feel like you had to use your imagination quite a bit. So we begin our story in our main female character's POV, and we don't ever know her name. Ever. She has no name. She's on her flight back home from an exhausting work trip, and she hears the captain over the speaker letting them know their flight is 3 hours and 5 minutes long, and thanks them for choosing Sentient Air.
Oh, yeah.
For her flight back home, she decided to treat herself and upgraded her ticket to the exclusive part of Sentient Air. She's got all the legroom she could want, the chairs are cushioned and buttery soft, and even the windows seem bigger. A flight attendant with a beverage cart approaches and asks if she'd like a drink. She orders the rosé, which, honestly, not a rosé fan. I don't really drink ever, but...
I like a rosé.
Do you?
Yeah.
Was never a fan.
It's like a red wine without the commitment.
Yeah. True. The flight attendant asks if it's her first time flying Sentient Exclusive, and she says yes, and the flight attendant gives her a little wink and tells her the wine is complimentary. The flight attendant hands her the wine and tells her she hopes she enjoys all the perks that comes with flying in this part of the plane. She sinks into her seat, sipping her wine, and turns on her steamy audiobook. I feel like they're always listening to, like, a steamy audiobook in these books.
Get some horny.
Yeah, or reading a smutty book on their Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
Relatable.
She lets herself relax, and now she's starting to get horny. Which, wild, getting horny on an airplane, but whatever.
You haven't?
Airplanes are so gross. I could never.
No, my ears are always plugged up. It's stinky. It's loud.
Yeah, I'm always very uncomfortable.
Yeah, same.
Jenna's like, the minute I step on that plane, I am fucking horned up.
Ooh.
I'm gushing. She's imagining what's happening in her book is happening to her. She's full on grinding into her big cushy seat. She takes a peek to see if the coast is clear as she slips her fingers under her skirt. Crazy girl.
That's a charge. Yeah.
I saw this TikTok recently about this woman who took an Ambien on an airplane.
Oh my God, yes.
And she just started masturbating, like fully took her pants off and started masturbating, but she wasn't conscious. Like she was having like a weird Ambien dream and she got arrested.
Yeah.
And she had no idea she had done that.
I saw the person's point of view and the flight attendant's point of view on TikTok.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But honestly, if I was a passenger, I don't care if she took Ambien. I'd be like, get her off.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, for real.
And she says, I'm getting myself off.
All is good, except for she sees one thing out of the corner of her eye that makes her do a double take. Instead of the brightly lit seatbelt light being a seatbelt decal, it's a cock.
Oh my God.
I would be like, oh my God, oh my God, what is this? What's about to happen? So of course, she's like, well, that's weird, but she's close to coming, so she tries to focus on that, when all of a sudden, she hears a voice from behind her say, well, hi there, passenger princess.
Princess.
And this scares the shit out of her, and she, like, lets out a squeak. But when she looks around, she's even more shocked.
Seat backs move like waves in the ocean as they gently rock their occupants within them. Looking to my left, the woman across the aisle smiles and opens her blouse. The arms of her chair move on their own, gently caressing her curves as she falls back into its embrace. The chair in front of her unbolts itself from the floor as it carries its occupant to the aisle. With its tender agility, the seat begins to lay him down gently before mounting the man.
Oh, what?
What the fuck? What is happening?
You have to use your imagination.
Okay.
The chairs are coming to life.
Oh, okay.
Someone's a sentient virgin. You know I'm still wet from when you were grinding on me. No need to pretend like there's nothing between us. Her chair says as it stirs under her. She's annoyed as fuck now. And the chair says, oh, come on now. Don't leave my tray in the upright and locked position the entire flight. Let's hit that recline button and chillax, babe. She tells him if it weren't for turbulence, she would have already gotten up and gone to the back of the plane. She's, like, very bummed that her chair is kind of a douche. And, like, everyone else seems to be enjoying their chairs. But she's, like, stuck with this weird asshole. The chair says, psh, turbulence isn't real. And then he tells her, it's all from the chairs, baby. Also, we learn his name, and his name is Cushy.
Oh, no. Cushy.
Talk about complimentary nuts. Am I right, babe? He laughs. Look, princess, if you're having a hard time believing what I'm telling you, maybe I could show you. We could create some turbulence of our own.
Ooh. Talk about complimentary nuts.
Okay, Cushy. She's like, you know what? I'm here. I might as well. She has a 3-hour flight. She decides to relax into Cushy and let him do his thing. He gently spreads her legs and grips her tits, giving them a stern jiggle. Cushy tells her, take your top off, princess. Let's make this cabin bounce. And she's like, wow, you aren't romantic at all, as she pulls her dress over her head. The chair next to her comes to life and says, don't mind him. He's used to taking things fast and hard. And Cushy says, yeah, plush over there is the wine and dine kind of guy. I'm more of the damn you're fine type. And she's really liking plush's vibes compared to Cushy's, and Cushy could sense it.
Plucking at my nipples like they're radio dials, Cushy twists and turns the pebbled skin like he's tuning to the right transmission.
Oh,
he's ear.
She flirts with Plush as Cushy fills her up. She's horned the fuck up. She looks around and can see she is the most dressed in the cabin. Even though she's only in her panties, everyone else is butt-ass naked. Everyone is getting freaky and fucking their chairs. She finishes her wine, takes her panties off, and asks Plush if he will join in on the fun too. He unlocks from his position and hoists her up against the wall. And let me just say, these visuals, jarring. That's scary. I'm picturing a fucking airplane chair getting up, like maybe it's some scary AI video, and like slamming me against a wall. Scary again.
He shifts me forward so Cushy can scoot behind me. Spreading my glistening lips wide, my slit is on display to the world miles below. Suddenly, warmth grazes my body in ways I've never felt before, stroking and lapping. I have one chair licking my clit, while behind me, the other is teasing my asshole. My hand covers my mouth to keep myself from screaming out as my seats twist their tongues inside me like a pack of pretzels.
What? Where do the tongues come from? Are they the seatbelts?
She is hella soaked and loving every minute of it. She looks around the plane to see everyone just truly enjoying themselves. The carnal lust making her even hornier. Her climax is approaching and she says, "Brace yourself, boys," as her legs begin to tremble. After she's come, the chairs bring her down and pepper her with kisses all over her body.
With what?
I don't know. It doesn't explain their faces, their mouths.
Looks like she's primed and ready for another takeoff, don't you think, plush? Cushy seductively draws over to his partner. Something starts to press into my back as plush answers. Her engines are fully fired up and ready to go. His armrest caresses my swollen clit, the water-resistant fabric spreading my juices as he rubs me. He leans over into my other ear and whispers, "Welcome aboard, princess."
Welcome aboard, princess.
Princess. She hears the sound of Velcro ripping down between them and sees his cushion part in the middle and an 11-inch model airplane juts out.
The wings!
Wait, what?
It's not a dick, it's an airplane.
A model airplane. I'm going to read the description for you guys. At the top of the airliner is a cockpit rounded into a bulbous tip. The windshield slit is gleaming up at me. Pre-cum streaking across as it dribbles out. The shaft is long and thick with ribbing made from windows. As the entirety of Plush's dick comes out, I notice twin engines at the base that whir up with excitement. The way they bounce as I trace my fingers along the ridge of his tip let me know that the engines are his sack. I'm curious what kind of cum he has packed in there. Gripping his cock with my fist, I start stroking the plane with a firm grasp, determined to milk the mystery substance within.
Is it jet fuel? Oh my god.
Could you imagine if it's just like
pure gasoline? Yeah.
Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams.
She reaches back and begins to stroke Cushy's cock too. Their cocks are silicone and smooth, and all she can think about is how they will feel between her thighs. As if he was reading her thoughts, Plush leans in and says, "That's enough work for you, princess. Lay back and enjoy the ride." All right, let me paint the scene for you. So now that all the chairs are up and moving and fucking people, there's room for her to lay down. Cushy is on the floor, and I think she's like on top of him. So Cushy's, I think, laying down somewhat is the vibe I'm getting.
Recline.
She has legs on either side, and he enters her butthole with surprising ease. Fucking liars. Liars. Where's the lube? Then Plush is in front of her, standing, I'm pretty sure, from what I can gather. And then, like, crouches down and presses his plain hood into her. I don't really understand the positioning, but there you go.
So she's kind of like riding his plain dick while sucking a plain dick.
No, she's not sucking a dick. One's in her butthole.
Yeah, one's in
her vagina.
Yes.
Oh.
So she's reverse cowgirling Cushy, and Plush is kneeling in front of her.
But see, how would that work?
Maybe she has a very high vaginal entrance.
Maybe. I don't know. I was having a very hard time picturing this specific scene, though.
Yeah. One in the puss, one in the tush, though, right?
Yes. One in both.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The two chairs find their rhythm fucking her, and she is eating it up. But then she starts to feel bad for the other passengers who aren't getting fucked. If you recall from earlier, the turbulence is caused by the chairs and their sexual activities. So, like, all the fucking and stuff that they're doing is causing turbulence throughout the plane. And all the passengers that aren't fucking, because they're on the exclusive part of the plane.
Oh, so coach?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're having a really scary flight.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, they are. No idea what's happening.
Plush can sense that she's, like, holding back, and he's not having it.
If you ever fucking keep yourself from letting loose again, I'll keep you on this plane and make you fly around the world until your legs give out from under you. Do you understand me, princess? Fucking hell. I love a hand necklace moment. I never thought an armchair could be so commanding, but I'm ready to obey.
Oh.
I love a hand necklace moment, too.
Who doesn't? The chairs continue fucking her holes. Plush uses one of his armrests to explore her body and sucks one of her tits into his mouth. Cushy is still behind her, fucking her ass. And he tells her, baby, your ass is carved by the gods themselves. And Plush grips her face and says, I think our girl likes it rough. Should we show her just how turbulent these skies can get? And Cushy says, fuck yeah. And she's like, how can you tell? How do you know I want it rough? And he whispers in her ear that her audiobook was quite descriptive. He took notes on just how to treat someone like her. And she's like, someone like me?
Someone who says they want romance, who pretends to want a gentle touch and a soft kiss. He wraps my hair around his grasp and yanks hard. Lowering his face to my exposed neck, he nips at the skin before continuing. But what you really want is to be craved so much that you are taken for all that you have. You want that soft kiss to be placed on raw skin after I hold you tight to me and fuck every last scream from your lungs.
Oh. This is coming from a chair.
What a naughty chair.
A sexy chair.
In my notes, I even put, okay, chair. In her head, she's like, yes, that's exactly what I want. Plush runs his tongue between her breasts as Cushy uses the unlocked tray table as a paddle to spank her. She playfully wiggles her ass in response, making Cushy's dick pop out of her asshole. And he says, oh, you're gonna get it now, as he tightens the grip on her hair. Again, it's a chair. The oxygen mask comes down from the ceiling, and she sort of panics, thinking they're going a little too crazy. But she meets the gaze of the flight attendant from earlier, who is getting railed by another chair. And she gives her a little approving nod and shimmies her little shoulders and says, go on, girl. Cushy then yanks her arms above her head, restraining her with the cords of the oxygen masks. So now she's standing, booty naked, hands tied up with oxygen masks. We got a better visual.
What if they crash?
They're not going to.
She's not
going to
have an oxygen mask.
This plane is alive.
Cushy would never let that happen.
True.
Both Plush and Cushy have vacated her pussy at this point, and she is now... Oh, wait. She's not standing. At one point she was. Now she's not because they push her down. But she is now on her knees and elbows because Cushy pushes her down to the ground. Plush thrusts into her mouth as Cushy spanks her with the tray. Cushy says, fuck, let me into that ass again, babe, and slides into her. Plush is fucking her mouth and Cushy is in her ass, but her pussy is feeling very neglected. Cushy tells Plush that their girl is looking for some more action when they hear a voice from behind Plush that says, is there a problem here? It's Snug, another chair.
No!
Plush tells him, nah, no problems here. And Cushy says, yeah, everyone's having fun, right, princess? And Snug says, oh, good. I was worried we have a passenger on board who isn't getting the service she paid for. Snug then moves closer to her, taking in the sight of the three of them. Plush says she is getting everything she needs as she is silently begging for someone to touch her pussy. Snug can see it in her eyes that she needs something else. And he says, you sure about that, Plush? She looks like she is in pure agony, the way you have her bound and gagged and wanting. As Snug moves his hand down her stomach, Cushy yanks her head back by her hair and asks if she's enjoying the sweet pain, and she tells him yes, needy as ever. She starts to beg for one of them to touch her, or fuck her, or something. Snug finally reaches her pussy and circles her clit. She cries out in pleasure, but her mouth is then filled again with Plush's dick. And she's got Cushy in her ass still. Nightmare. That sounds so scary.
Yeah.
To be fucked in the ass that long? Oh my god.
By a chair?
By a chair! So, Cushy in the ass, Plush in her mouth, Snug touching her puss. Then, Plush pulls Snug away from her pussy and tells him to put his dick in her mouth. Plush tells him he's never had anyone take his dick so deep in their mouth before. And she's internally screaming like, no, 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 no. She does not want to suck a dick. She just wants someone to touch her pussy. They fuck with her some more when Snug pulls out of her mouth and says he thinks they've played with her long enough.
The three move my body to suit the next position. And before I know it, I have three glorious cocks lining up to my entrances. Snug lays down beneath me because she's still kneeling behind, and Plush plants a kiss on my swollen lips before repositioning himself against my mouth. You ready, princess? I have never been so ready in my life. The turbulence we create is erratic. All four of us are so close to bursting that the pace is frenzied. There isn't a rhythm. It's every chair for himself as the three chase the high of their impeding orgasm.
Every chair for himself. The turbulence is going crazy from their fucking. Other passengers steadying themselves on whatever they can find. Most find balance against the sturdy cocks of the chairs. The four of them have an explosive orgasm. She is in the clouds, literally and figuratively. The rest of the passengers had been watching their show and applaud them. The chair's cum is like a dewy mist, and Cushy massages it into her skin after he unties her. So it's like a dewy mist. I was like, boo.
No, I thought it was going to be jet fuel.
Yeah. Now that everyone is done fooling around and seated, the flight attendants come around to hand out warm towels for cleaning up. Snug, Plush, and Cushy wipe her down, and Snug hands her a bra, but it isn't her bra. She hears a polite ahem from across the aisle and sees a woman holding up her bra. They make the switch and return to their seats. Snug wishes her a safe travels and makes his way back to his aisle. She gives Cushy and Plush a big hug, and Cushy gives her ass a slap. She tells him she'll sit on Plush if he keeps it up, and Cushy says, "You wouldn't want to leave me all alone for touchdown. I want to feel that ass bounce as we land." The end.
Beautiful. Not what I was expecting.
No, what were you expecting?
I was expecting her to fuck a plane.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
A whole plane?
Like the spaceship one that you guys did.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was that? The Pluto one?
Yeah. Pounded by Pluto.
Wow.
She went to Paris and back.
She did.
Yes, she did.
I don't ever want to fly on this airline.
No.
Also, the fact that she wasn't told about this before she booked her flight is insane.
The people in coach are probably like praying to everything that they believe in to just get there safely.
They're like, oh my God.
I'll never look at turbulence the same way again.
No, I'm just going to be, there's like chairs fucking around up there.
I'll just be like,
who's fucking? Well, what do you guys think of the book? Did you like it?
It was entertaining. Made us giggle.
Do you guys like Cushy?
No.
Plush? Snug?
No.
I think if I had to pick, I'd pick Snug.
He seems like the most reasonable.
Is he the one that wines and dines?
No, he's the one that came in at the end and he said, looks like our girl needs to get her pussy fucked.
Oh, period. I just feel like Cushy was a little bit of a player. I feel like he had a lot of people sit on him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they all probably did.
He probably talks like that to everyone. Yeah. I mean, it's his job.
It is his job. And what a job it is.
Even the flight attendants are like,
it's insane. All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at SmutUpAndListenPodcast and on TikTok at SmutUpAndListen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at SmutUpAndListenPodcast and on TikTok at SmutUpAndListen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.